If you've made it to four straight state title games, you're obviously doing something right on both sides of the ball. But as they say, what separates the good from the great teams is the ability to continue to evolve. That's been the case for Pella, even in the playbook. On this week's Coach's Playbook, we dive into a new play in the Pella arsenal that just came about late last year. Offensive coordinator Blaine Forsyth explains that they took a dip out of the Central College Dutch playbook.
Coach Evans, he's our offensive line coach. He came to us from Central College after his kind of career there. I guess he joined our staff as a volunteer coach, and it was sometime last year during our playoff run after we had kind of switched from our diamond offense. Kind of later in the year, he came up with our wrap play. And it's a common play run amongst a lot of college teams, pro teams, and I'm sure there's other high school teams that do it as well.
What's this 24-25 wrap, you ask? Well, let's just say a pulling lineman is licking his chops.
The backside tackle, he's pulling and leading up the hole. And then our guards and center will have some kind of double team amongst those guys. And then our play side tackle is kind of doing a pass drop and trying to get that end to go upfield so we can come underneath him.
Now that we know what the big fellers are doing up front, let's look at what's going on in the backfield. With the backside tackle pulling to the play side, that opens up no one blocking the end on the weak side. That's where the quarterback comes into play. He's reading that defensive end. If the end decides to stay put, quarterback will simply hand off to the running back who's being led up the hole by that pulling tackle. If the end decides to follow the tackle and take the running back away, the quarterback simply keeps it and runs to the outside. Let's take a look back at last week's 28-0 win over Dallas center Grimes when both decisions were on display. In a drive early in the second quarter, Ryan Gustafson decided to hand the ball off.
Strips to the right, single to the left. Handoff goes up the middle and across the midfield to about the 49-yard line is Sam Warner. Gain of about four.
So a decent gain on first down. You always take 4 yards. However, senior quarterback Ryan Gustafson went over to offensive coordinator and coach Forsyth, told him that he misread the end, and let's do it again. Let's just say the very next play, he would not misread again.
Shotgun snap. Gustafson's going to keep on the zone read. Able to get outside. Cross midfield. 45. First down run. And he's still running. 40. 35. Runs out of bounds. How about that read by Gustafson? Looked like he was going to hand it off the middle, able to get outside in a big gain for the senior.
With the big gain, you got to give some props to the wideouts. How critical is it for them to have some downfield blocking?
It's huge. As a receivers coach, you know, blocking is one of those things that it's not fun for our guys because they want to be catching the balls, getting the names in the paper and all that kind of thing. But it's huge. You know, like I said, we have the running backs to make plays, and they're not going to make those plays if we're not making those downfield blocks. So our inside receiver on a trips or doubles and has to make that block, because if he's not making that block and Ryan pulls it, then there's a chance that linebacker is going to make the play at the line of scrimmage or even in the backfield.
Now that we know the ins and outs of the 24-25 wrap in the Pella offense, let's go out with a bang. I like touchdowns. You like touchdowns. The Little Dutch definitely like touchdowns. So let's see when this play hit Pater last year against Nevada.
Hand off to Gabe Thomas up the middle. Huge hole. Gabe Thomas. Touchdown. Pella. A 30-yard run. They didn't lay a finger on him.
Little Dutch fans wouldn't mind some holes like that tonight against Mount Pleasant. For a look inside the Pella Little Dutch playbook, and for KNAA KRLS Football Friday Nights, I'm Cole Cook.